pitched in to clean up. The Aldens packed bottled water and leftover pancakes into their day packs. Jesse made sure they had a first aid kit. Henry had charged his cell phone overnight and checked that it was working. They gathered their jackets and were ready to go. Watch tugged at his leash as Jesse loaded him into Marianella's Jeep. Marianella drove the children to the foothills. "We'll meet you at the base camp in a couple of hours," she said. "I hope you can find clues that Adelita is innocent." The children said goodbye and put on their day packs. They hiked to the woods where Watch had found the yellow backpack the day before. If Adelita had been there earlier, they might find a trail to follow. Henry pulled out a glove from his pocket and showed it to his brother and sisters.
"That glove was on top of Adelita's trunk in the hangar," said Violet.
"Yes, it was," said Henry. "I'll return it, but I wanted something for Watch to sniff."
"That way he'll know the smell of the person we want him to find," said Benny.
"That's a good idea," said Jesse. "You always have a good plan, Henry."
Henry let Watch sniff the glove, then said,
"Find her, Watch."
"You can do it, Watch," added Benny.
Jesse let Watch off his leash. He weaved back and forth around the clearing. Then suddenly he bolted into the woods. The children followed. Once in a while, Watch stopped and sniffed. Then he took off running again.
"Watch sure is acting like he smells something," Violet said. "I can hardly keep up."
"He stopped up ahead," said Jesse. "He's looking back at us."
"Look," said Benny. "It's a campsite."
The children made their way through the brush and trees and found themselves standing in another small clearing. Watch sniffed around the remains of a campfire. He looked at Jesse and wagged his tail.
"I think Adelita was here," said Jesse. "I don't think Watch would care if it was someone else."
"We'll need to look around for more clues," said Henry. "Watch is a great search dog, but he is new at it."
The children searched all around the campsite. They noticed an indentation in the grass.
"I think someone slept here," said Jesse. "It's close to the campfire and the right size to be a person."
Henry carefully touched the bottom of the campfire pit.
"The campfire pit is cold and wet," he said. "Someone recently doused it with water."
Violet peered into a trash bin nearby.
"I found something," she cried.
She handed a wad of cellophane to Benny.
"Hey, look, yellow candy wrappers," he cried.
"Butterscotch, the same kind that Adelita loves," said Jesse. "She was here all right."
"If she hid the backpack in the clearing after stealing the necklace, why would she camp here?"
Henry asked. He thought for a minute.
"I agree with Rick. Adelita must be innocent."
"Then why was she here?" asked Jesse.
"Well, maybe she's hiding," said Henry. "Let's keep looking for her. If Adelita spent the night here, she can't be far away."
Jesse let Watch sniff the glove again.
"Find her, Watch," she said.
Watch raced from the campsite and back into the woods.
"Oh, we should have a search grid set up," said Jesse. "Then we wouldn't cover the same area over and over."
She puffed to catch her breath.
"I think Watch has his own searching method,"
Henry said, laughing.
"We just have to keep up with him."
The four children followed Watch as he ventured down a hill and onto a worn footpath.
"Phew! Well, at least it will be easier to follow him now," said Violet.
"Well, I was getting tired." "Me too."